T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Bowerly.
Yes.
You have no idea how much I need this right now.
Tom Bowerly.
Oh, man. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
On News Radio 930 WBEN.
I'm going to enjoy it no matter what I do with it.
Is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN, and it is Friday. We made it to the end of the week, and lots of things are going on in the world. It is Valentine's Day. It's a really cold and frigid Valentine's Day at that, and how many of you tried to get Rolling Stones tickets? Because they went on sale today. Now, I've got a pair of Rolling Stones tickets that I'm going to be giving away later on today. I'm not giving them away right now, but I'll give them away at some point between now and whenever. So stay listening for your chance to win. I don't know when I'm going to pull the trigger on this. I just have no idea. But at some point, give you the opportunity to win. So, anyway, at 9 minutes after 3, were you online today trying to get Rolling Stones tickets? Now, Phil Kennedy was not. Phil Kennedy's more of a Rage Against the Machine guy. I think Phil is vaguely aware that there is a band, and they've been around for a long time, and they're called the Rolling Stones, and there's this guy named Mick Jagger who's part of the band, and he might even be familiar with that Keith fellow, and maybe Charlie. But as far as the music itself, it just does not resonate with Phil. So I went online this morning, and I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. See, I'm a little bit spoiled when it comes to concerts because the music I like typically sucks and nobody wants to see it. Now, I'm a little bit spoiled when it comes to concerts because I see – and maybe you're going to argue with me on that, and that's okay. I see no point in going to a concert and sitting a mile away from whomever I want to see play. I just as soon buy a DVD and watch it, all right? There are some people, and you might know people like this, they go to each and every concert, every single band that comes around. Their entire life revolves around going to concerts, which is a great way to really run up the bills. It really is. But these are people who are really into music, and they're really into going to the shows and giving critiques on the concerts. And I'm not really one of those people. I mean, for what it's worth, I'd rather go to fewer concerts and have them be the bands that I really like or the performers that I really like, and spend more money to get better seats for the stuff that I really, really like. But there's a difference between a fair price and what I consider to be... Now, see, I'm not a big believer in the idea of gouging, because if somebody wants something and they're willing to pay a confiscatory amount of money for that thing they want, then it's, I suppose, not really gouging. It's a question of supply and demand, and does the market exist for the commodity you happen to be selling? So I went online, and the way I looked at the seating chart, the best, I don't even want to call them seats, because they're not, they're standing room positions. The best positions for the Rolling Stones show at New Era Field are the pits, P-I-T-S, the pits. And no, not that position, Phil, standing position, and not against a wall. Thank you very much. But the pits, and they're on either side of the stage. See, the Rolling Stones, they've got a stage on which they perform, but then they've got this runway with a circle at the end. In fact, from overhead, it kind of looks like a... So Mick Jagger goes strutting down the shaft, and then he'll prance around at the round tip of the stage as he's performing, and I guess he'll just continually promenade, or would that be promenade, up and down the runway. So I looked at those seats. I'm sorry. I looked at those positions to stand, and I did some really quick math in my head. And it turns out that the spots that I would consider to be the premium spots that are available for the Rolling Stones, the way I saw it, maybe you saw it differently, it looked like that to take somebody to the concert for two tickets, you're looking at approximately $1,700, $1,700 to see the Rolling Stones. I mean, to really see the Rolling Stones. And then if you pay the $1,700 for a night out for you and whomever, because it is a standing room situation, you know what's going to happen. And this, there is a law of the universe that goes this way. The shorter you are, the greater the probability is that a human tree will stand directly in front of you. So I just know that if I were to have shelled out $1,700 for a pair of standing room spots for the Rolling Stones in the pits, that some dude 6'4", 6'6", would be immediately in front of us. And by the time the show actually gets underway, the guy is going to be tailgating, and he'll probably be swaying back and forth. So I will have spent $1,700 for the privilege of watching some tall dude's butt. And I can do that for free, you know, at the waterfront in the summertime. I don't need to pay money for that. So, again, keeping in mind the idea that concerts are, how do I say this? They're fun. The more music you know that is being played, the more funner they are. I know it's bad English. I'm just having fun. But in my opinion, the best seats to see the Rolling Stones, I'm sorry, they're not seats. The best spots to see the Rolling Stones, I can't justify spending $1,700, that's for two people, around $1,700 to see the Rolling Stones. I'm sorry, I just can't do it. And I don't see the point in spending significantly less money and sitting up in the nosebleeds or sitting so far away from the band that it's like you weren't really at the show at all. So this is going to be one of these, I know what I'm not doing on June 6th deals. Don't get me wrong. I would enjoy seeing the Rolling Stones. But the benefit of enjoyment does not equal the cost it would be to enjoy. I personally cannot justify that kind of money to see the Rolling Stones. I just can't. I mean, $1,700, I could have an awful lot of fun for $1,700 that's going to last a lot longer than a Rolling Stones thing. I could buy something that I can enjoy a lot longer for $1,700 than a concert with the Rolling Stones. I mean, I could just as well buy a Rolling Stones concert DVD for a lot less money and pretty much enjoy it the same and have it to keep and to have and to hold forever. So I don't know. Did anybody else go into semi-sticker shock when you logged in and you tried to buy tickets today? Is there anybody else out there? Because I'm feeling a little bit weird because I really enjoy music. And there are some concerts that I really like. And there's some bands that I really would like to see. And the Rolling Stones are a band that I would really like to see. But as I've said, I've done the analysis, and I can't justify spending that kind of money for seats, I'm sorry, for positions that would allow us to actually enjoy the show. Not to mention the fact that it's at the stadium, not to mention the getting out of the stadium after the show aggravation. It's just not my thing, man. Just not my thing. But is there anybody else who got in there today to buy tickets to the Stones and you basically said, really? There is no way in hell I am paying that kind of money for that position to see the Stones. Now, if the Beatles got back together, I realize that is a spiritual and physical impossibility. The Beatles got back together. Okay, then you know what? As much money as they want. Okay, you want my house. You want my retirement account. And you want my firstborn. Okay, I'll take two tickets, please. But Rolling Stones, sorry, can't justify it. Is there anybody else who had that same experience? And what tickets, by the way, if you did log on and you did get tickets to see the Stones, are you happy with your choice? Tell us what it set you back, if you don't mind. Because there is a range of tickets for two. Anywhere from, I think it's $180 all the way to pretty much infinity. Well, I should have bought pit tickets and then sold them later. Well, there's no guarantee that that's even going to be a possibility. All right, let's go to Daryl in Marilla. You are on WBEN.
How you doing, Tom? I don't know. I got tickets on Wednesday with the pre-sale, and I paid $65 for four tickets. Now, you know, upper deck and things like that, but decent, you know, seats, so to speak. But looking this morning.
Okay, I'm sorry. Upper deck and decent seats, they shouldn't be in the same sentence. You might as well not go.
No, I'll counterpoint you on that. I'd love to sit down in the pit, but I'm not paying $1,700. But 4 years ago, I never thought I'd take my kids to see the Rolling Stones. 4 or 5 years ago when they were here, they were just blown away, and they couldn't wait. When they found out they were coming again, yeah, let's go. Just the atmosphere, the crowd, you got a great sound system, you got the video boards. Just being in the stadium is enough to enjoy it, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Watching a bunch of ants thousands of feet away from me is not my idea of going to a concert, not my idea of having a good time. I don't care if it's Jesus.
Think of it as an event. Not a concert, an event.
No, I can't, because I'm a bit of a music snob, and I'm there for the music. I'm not there for anything else.
I go to, you know, concerts to the town ballroom, to New Era Field and things like that, but of course you'd like to, you know, sit as close as you can, but I'm just saying, for just to be at that, in that atmosphere with that band, with a good, you know, it's going to be a good sound system, it's worth sitting up nosebleeds and, you know, looking at ants walking around the stage.
My opinion, sitting where you're sitting, you might as well stay home and use the $60 to buy some steaks and have a nice family cookout.
Well, you'll do that in the parking lot anyway.
So you can just add on to what you've already spent. I mean, it's all in what you enjoy. But I'm sorry. I just don't see sitting in the upper deck watching a bunch of people a long way away playing music. To me, that's just not enjoyable. I might as well do something else.
Well, to a lot of other people, it is, you know?
And that's why we're asking for calls.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, thank you. I don't know if you agree with me or if you agree with Daryl. See, to me, and it really does depend on what you're looking for out of a concert. When I go to a concert, I'm looking for music, and I'm looking for a performance, and I want to catch every nuance of what is going on stage. And you can't do that when you're sitting in the upper deck. And it ain't worth it to me to spend what would be about, and maybe a little bit more than $1,700 to be in the pit to watch the Stones. You know, that's where we all make our value judgments. Cost benefit. I could spend some time in Florida for $1,700 instead of a few hours watching the Rolling Stones. All right, here is Sam in Kenmore on WBEN. Sam.
Tom, I'm mad about, because I tried to get tickets today, and they were double the price. In other words, for the nosebleeds were double the, they were like double the price of what they were yesterday.
Now, was this, you have to correct, or you have to inform me. Was this one of those American Express deals where the American Express card holders got first whack?
Well, yes, that was yesterday, and today was the general public. And what I'm going to do is, believe me, there'll be plenty of tickets left. By the time it comes time for the concert, something will come up, and they'll be selling them and this and that. I've seen the Stones many times. I saw them last summer up in Canada. You don't have to be that close. They have screens that are twice the size of a drive-in, high definition.
I'm sorry, what did you say? They have screens.
Yes.
So I can see an electronic reproduction of the Stones at the stadium that I can also see on my TV at home, an electronic reproduction.
It's not the same, Tom.
Sure it is.
Tom, you know a lot of people. You should be able to get decent tickets. You don't have to be that close. Trust me.
No, you misunderstand. I do have to be that close. That is how I do concerts. That's why I go to few concerts. But the ones I go to, I get the best possible seats because I'm willing to pay for the people I really want to see. And I am not willing to pay $1,700 for two. I mean, my lady wasn't even born when Some Girls came out.
Well, you know what? I've seen them and been up close for them, and trust me, you don't want to be that close.
No, I want Mick Jagger's DNA to spray all over whatever I'm wearing. That's how close I want to be.
Well, I was at a Springsteen concert. I was right in the front, right by the stage, and he was sweating right above us.
See, that is how to do a show. I mean, I like seeing John Mellencamp at Shays and looking into his mouth and realizing they don't have dentists in Indiana.
I know.
I wanted to stand up and do a Buffalo Dental Group ad in the middle of the John Mellencamp show.
Well, you know, the last time the Stones came here, the time before, I actually snuck into that concert, but I guess the highest ticket was $80.
Yeah. Well, look, if they charge it and people are willing to pay, it isn't gouging. That is the way the economy works. But my individual choice, doing a cost-benefit analysis, I know how I like to go to a concert.
I
like to be, like, you know, people get upset with me because if I'm at a Steely Dan show, I'm generally in the front row center.
Right.
You know why? Because I'm willing to pay. I'm willing to pay usually whatever it takes.
Well, the Stones are—they're doing this because everybody figures this will be the last time.
Yeah, we heard that back in the '70s. I remember, I think it was during a Sabres game. They were pimping the upcoming stadium show in the '70s, and the theme of that one was "This could be the last time."
I mean, Keith Richards just quit smoking.
Yes, he did.
He wasn't looking too good, although he hasn't looked good in the last 20 years.
Well, actually, Keith Richards died 40 years ago. He was swimming with Brian Jones. It's just that he just got a better embalming job.
Right, exactly.
All right, don't take that seriously. All right, I'm glad you called. I appreciate it. Anybody else have sticker shock when it came to the Rolling Stones tickets? I'll have free tickets to give away, and I can't steal them like we used to be able to do in the old days in radio. And, you know, do I know people? Yes, I know people. That's not the point, okay? I like the Rolling Stones. I like the Rolling Stones very, 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 very much. Do I know all their songs? No, I do not. Maybe 50% of their songs I am familiar with. Maybe 50%. I mean, they've put out an awful lot of music, and they've had an awful lot of hits. Is this a must-see? See, to me, it's not worth getting upper deck seats just to say, I saw the Rolling Stones. I mean, unless they're going to recreate Altamont, I'm just saying. I don't know what's going on with my voice today. I have no idea. And I hope it's not what I think it is, because that is going to be very unfortunate. Jerry Rafferty.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Will not be on tour this year. It is 3:30, too soon, 3:36 at News Radio 930 WBEN, and it is Bowerly, and if you're just joining us, I'm sorry, man. I'm going through a little bit of sticker shock, having checked in with the Rolling Stone ticket prices, and I guess I'm a little irritated. I guess I kind of missed the boat, dropped the ball, missed the bus, whatever you want to say, because I've got an American Express card, and I suppose I should have checked in yesterday and gotten the ticket. Were they cheaper yesterday? I don't even know. But I do know that looking today, we had a heart-to-heart discussion. And fortunately, the person that I am with is like I am when it comes to concerts. In other words, we don't need to go to every single concert that comes to town. The concerts we attend are the people we really like. And because we don't go to that many, we like to get the best possible seats for those we do enjoy. And when we saw that the best view of the Rolling Stones was going to be from the pits, and then we looked at the prices of the pits, I mean, we could spend a week at a decent resort in Florida with airfare for the cost of those tickets to see the Rolling Stones. And I'm sorry, it ain't worth it to me. And now some of you are, and look, I respect this. There is no right answer on this, okay? It's personal preference. To me, and it might be different for you, and if it is, that's cool, because we don't always have to agree on everything, okay? We just don't, except, of course, that Donald Trump is the greatest human being who has ever walked the face of the earth, including Jesus, just to make that clear. But I don't consider going to a concert, even if it's the Rolling Stones, sitting in the upper deck on the other side of where they are performing. And there's a reason for that. Very briefly, I will explain it to you. First concert ever went to, Bob Dylan. I think it was 1978, the Street Legal Tour, which, by the way, was a damned good Bob Dylan album. Changing of the Guard, great song. But anyway, I digress. That was my first concert ever at the old Memorial Auditorium. And there was Bob Dylan at one end of the odd, and there we were sitting totally at the opposite end of the odd from Bob Dylan. And I said to myself, who are these people who get these front row seats? Who are these people who get so close to the stage? I don't know who they are, but it's not me. And long and the short of it is, I can't justify good Rolling Stone seats for the money they are commanding. I can't do it. And to me, it just ain't worth going to a show and sitting in the upper deck just to say, I saw the Rolling Stones live. Because I can get the same view at home when they put the DVD out from the concert or somebody streams it up to YouTube before they invoke copyright restrictions. All right, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. If you know me in person, you know I am not a cheap person. Please tell me you know that I tip well, I am not cheap, but I also don't believe in throwing away money when I do a cost-benefit analysis, and the benefit ain't worth the cost. Paul McCartney, I took my mom and I took my kids to Paul McCartney. And we had, my mom and I had like fifth row seats. My kids had 20th row seats or thereabouts. I'm not even going to tell you how much money that cost. But my cost-benefit analysis for Paul McCartney and a family event, it was worth it. And it cost a lot of money. It was Paul McCartney. He was a Beatle. And the Rolling Stones are many things, but they're not the Beatles. Oh, that'll piss people off. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Here's, I wonder if Gary Astridge is listening. Gary, I could do some backup on this, pal. Here's Lucy in Buffalo on WBEN. Lucy.
Yes, hi, Tom.
Hi.
So I had to wait till today because I didn't have the American Express card. And I need accessible seats for wheelchairs. So it was very difficult to find them, but I finally found them.
Well, they have a notice on the ticket site about that very issue.
Oh, yeah, you have to look for the little wheelchair icon and slide that over.
And then once you arrive at New Era Field with your wheelchair, they will make the accommodations for you.
No, you have to buy the seat.
See, okay, that's not what I read on the site, but go ahead.
Oh, exactly. Because if you go to a football game, they're like, the wheelchair seats are like at the level all the way around, and at every aisle that enters the stadium, there's two seats on each side.
Mm-hmm.
It goes all the way around the stadium. So if somebody buys those seats and I just buy a ticket, there's no way they can make arrangements. Those seats are already sold.
Right. But I read something different on the website for the Stones tickets, but I guess that's neither here nor there. I take it you are in a wheelchair.
Correct.
Okay. You know, let me say this. For those of you who are in wheelchairs, I think performers, and they can certainly leverage their power as performers to do this. I happen to believe that people in wheelchairs ought to get preferential placement to see bands. Because it would be impractical for you in a wheelchair to buy pit tickets and then expect that somebody's going to be nice enough to help you get to where you can actually see without just staring at everybody's asses.
Well, yeah.
And some are nicer to look at than others, I must admit.
No, last week I went with a friend of mine. We went to the Philharmonic. And in a wheelchair, you have to sit in the back behind the barrier because I'm a fire hazard.
What, you're going to spontaneously combust?
No,
I know what you're saying. But, you know, it's funny because I don't recall which show it was. It may very well have been when my friend Renee Zeno took me to see Jeff Lynne in Pittsburgh. We had Renee got us front row seats, which was pretty amazing. And they moved somebody in a wheelchair into the front row from wherever they were. Now, why it wasn't a fire hazard in Pennsylvania, but it is in Buffalo, I do not know.
Yeah, well, I've been a fire hazard for a long time, so I just accept that now.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but the bottom line is you got your seats, or you got your tickets, and you really are at the mercy of the crowd?
Oh, I did not get Stones tickets because they're $400.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I just got off the site.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what your financial situation is, if you're on Social Security disability or whatever, but, you know, your top benefit is less than $3,000 a month. $400 for seats is a bit much.
Well, I'm a retired school teacher, so.
So, all right, well, when the Rolls Royce drops you off at the arena.
Thank you.
All right, I'm glad you called. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day to you too, sweetheart. Yeah, I mean, people in wheelchairs, to state the obvious, they really have a tough go of it. And, you know, when you're out, even some of these local bands that jam people in, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world to ask somebody in a wheelchair if you can give them a hand getting close to the stage. The bands I go out and see, there are about four or five people I know who are confined to wheelchairs. And, you know, sometimes you get a very nice group of people that will obviously assess the situation and take the remedial actions. And other times people seem utterly oblivious to the plight of people in wheelchairs. And, you know, it's not going to kill you to move back from the stage and let somebody in a wheelchair actually see what's going on. And I'm just saying. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. I must confess, I have a little bit of Rolling Stones ticket sticker shock because when I go to a concert, I must have good seats, preferably the best seats possible. That is what I must have. I don't consider it going to a concert, sitting in the upper deck just to say, I saw the Rolling Stones. You can see them on YouTube. Here's Bill in Williamsville. Hello.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Yes, sir.
I feel the same way you do for two things. Distance, forget it. Michael Jackson, I saw him when he was here at the stadium years ago, and it was, yeah, unless you watch the Jumbotron or the screen, it was like watching little animals or little whatever, like you said.
It's like watching ants on a stage.
Yeah, I'm not for that. I want quality, and I've seen quality, you know, like John Kay, I saw him at the Sky Room, phenomenal, you know, Steppenwolf, Eric Burdon and the Animals at Shea, you know, quality music. And then, you know, people like Elvis. I saw Elvis when I was 18 here in Buffalo, and I sat, I'm going to say, within 100 feet. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like that time I saw Mozart.
Yeah.
Sorry, Phil is basically giving me, he's rolling his eyes because we're old.
Well,
Mr. Rage Against the Machine in there. Mr. Alice in, to Phil, Alice in Chains is a golden oldies group.
Yeah. And the thing was, I like quality. Elton John, same thing, was with 100, within 100 feet. I knew people, but it's, to me, it's worth it to pay that little extra. The other thing I hate with concerts, and that's the reason I don't go a lot, not because I'm old, Phil.
Stick it to the young man, and he should stay off of our lawn too.
Like, and you referenced it a little earlier with the music that he likes, and a lot of people. I don't like where the instrumentals are so loud you can't even hear the singer. Why bother?
Well, that, oh boy. Now, okay, you talk about acoustical science. You have entered into a new realm. I will tell you from personal experience that mixing sound, even in a small club, there is an art to it. These people who have to do sound for large venues, they are true masters. And you know what's sad is that you might actually be in one of those acoustical shadow zones where you get all guitar and no vocals and very little bass.
Yep, hate it.
Yeah, I mean, and sometimes, and here's something that you should know too, the closer you are to the stage sometimes, the worse the sound is.
Well, like I say, different things. I've been in the old arena many times, you know, like Ringo Starr, different concerts and that. Prince, phenomenal. Lisa, you know, the drummer, what the heck was her name, that was with his entourage for years and traveled. Phenomenal concerts.
You're not talking about Sheila E., are you?
Sheila E., I'm sorry. Yeah, Sheila E. Yeah. Phenomenal. Well, but she blew me away, you know, as far as the sound. But the other thing was the aspect of, like I said, small venues. I'd rather pay a little more and see somebody I can see and hear and have that, like the Trough Amador. I mean, Mike, if you can get somebody there that you really enjoy, phenomenal. One little thing I did want to say, I know you're a fan of the Sportsman Tavern.
I've been there once.
Okay. Bad. I plan things out. I like to have things planned if I'm doing something, whether it's a vacation or a concert or whatever. I called previous to that, us arriving for the late night show for Van Morrison cover band. And I got really PO'd because I got there figuring, you know, we'd eat, the six of us, we'd get a nice table. We'd be there an hour and a half, 2 hours before, or as close as we could, which they recommended. Got there, and they told us within like a half hour to 15 minutes before the show time, the second show, oh, no, you can't come in until we're ready for you. And it's like, that was an hour and a half previous to that. So then we came back later, obviously, saw the show, and the place, I don't know how they filled it up so fast. But
Oh, well, they do, and I mean, if it makes you feel any better, there have been people I've wanted to see at the Sportsman, and I didn't have tickets in advance, and I couldn't get in. I wanted to see Commander Cody when he was in town about 10 years ago, and you know, I couldn't get in to see Commander Cody. But the Sportsman is very highly regarded in the local music community. Very, very highly regarded.
I like the venue. I just thought the management was bad as far as the way they arranged it. And, you know, especially if you're a caller and planner. How about this one? Country Joe and the Fish. That's a good one.
Yeah, well, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do the Fish cheer on this station, but I'm glad you called. Yeah, they played it at Woodstock, but there's a funny story I have to tell you about that. All right, Rolling Stones. I'm in a little bit of sticker shock. I really wanted to go, but I'm not going to go because in order to see the concert the way I like to see concerts, it would cost me far too much money, more than I'm willing to spend. I can think of better uses for about $1,700-$1,800. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Neil in Forestville, hello.
Hello, Tom. I tried to get tickets there, but they were just a little too old and too pricey.
Dude, what's with the fake voice?
I was trying to do Herbert.
Yeah, you're not doing Herbert real well. For those who don't know what he's talking about, Mr. Herbert is a character on the show Family Guy. And online, there is a video of a guy who sounds exactly like Mr. Herbert from Family Guy, and we played it earlier this week. So, Neil, you're kind of a day late and a dollar short, but we will replay that audio, Phil, coming up, just so people know what we're talking about. Did you try to get Stones tickets there, Neil?
I went online, and yeah, it was just a little too expensive for where my taste was. Like you said, I got to be there to see him. I got to be able to, you know, get close enough.
Yeah, I mean, when Mick Jagger shakes his head, I want his diseased DNA all over my body.
Well, I went to see Colm Wilkinson, and I was like right in the front row. And when he sang "Silent Night," it just, you know, you could hear the reverberation of his voice in your chest.
Yeah. Yeah, but okay, so here, this is, walk us through it. You log on, you think you're going to buy Rolling Stones tickets, and?
You just sticker shock. I mean, if you want to sit in the nosebleeds, it was like about $100, and then I started going down and scrolling down, and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, because what I did, I logged on to the site, and I figured, okay, where would be the best possible place to be to see the Rolling Stones? Okay, looks like the Pit to me. How much are tickets? OMFG.
I might as well watch them from Forestville.
You know, you might as well. And I'm sorry, but sitting on the other side of a venue is, you might as well not even bother going to the concert.
Like you said, and half the time these guys are probably using some kind of audio enhancing devices as well to, you know, because of their age.
I'm not sure if the Stones do that or they don't do it. I saw a Beatles tribute band once, and I will never see another Beatles tribute band except the local BBC band because they were piping in the vocals. They were lip syncing.
I'm definitely not going to get any satisfaction.
Well, just get off my cloud.
Great day, man.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. 803-0930 is the number. *930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. And did you get Rolling Stones sticker shock? Is it worth it to you to spend all that money on the best possible place to see the Stones? Now, by my calculation, two people, you're looking at $1,700 minimum to buy those seats. I'm sorry, to buy those positions in the pit. And as I said earlier, there's a law of the universe that goes this way. The shorter you are, the greater the chance that the 6'5" dude is going to stand in front of you. If you move, the 6'5" dude will bring a friend to stand right in front of you. It never fails. And that's a lot of money, man. I mean, $1,700. What would you rather do for $1,700? I'd rather do round trip to Florida at a nice resort for a week than spend a few hours watching the Rolling Stones. Yeah, it's just me. And sitting on the other side or sitting in the nosebleeds, just as soon buy the DVD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.